This is VOA News by remote. I'm Diane Roberts. The coronavirus pandemic and the holiday season will be topics in an address Wednesday by U.S. President-elect Joe Biden. A Trump administration official said the White House gave approval Tuesday for Biden to receive the president's daily briefing, and he could reportedly receive his first classified national security briefing Wednesday. Biden transition teams are also contacting officials at agencies throughout the government for updates on pending policy issues, as well as to better understand staffing patterns after some departments removed individuals deemed to be at odds with the president's view of a limited government. Meantime, President Trump has yet to offer a concession to Biden and has not called him with congratulations, even as several world leaders have offered good wishes ahead of his inauguration, January 20th, as the 46th U.S. president. The Syrian army said Wednesday Israeli airstrikes hit an area in the southern outskirts of Damascus, where military defectors say there's a strong Iranian military presence, in the second such attack within a week. Military defectors say the strike targeted a military base close to the Syrian Golan Heights along the border with Israel that had been hit earlier. It's unclear if there were any casualties. Ethiopia's government is repeating a warning to residents of the besieged capital of the Tigray region as a 72-hour ultimatum is about to expire before a military assault. Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed's 72-hour ultimatum for the region's leaders to surrender ends Wednesday. His military had warned civilians of no mercy if they don't move away in time, which some human rights groups and diplomats say could violate international law. Amnesty International warned Tuesday deliberately attacking civilians is prohibited under international humanitarian law and can amount to a war crime. This is